Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Sports Talk and Christian Garrick's taking a little time off this week, so Bobby and I are rolling with it to finish up the week. And Bob, certainly Charlie Long played it, but the big news today, MCL tear for Mark Ingram. And I'm driving home last night, okay? I'm trying to think of an equation to it, and boy, it pops in my mind. Bill Buckner. You know, I was a baseball fan, and I still am to a certain extent. Not as much maybe as years past, but I still am. And man, you think about Buckner, who was a good ball player, really good baseball player. Game 6, World Series, okay, and Mookie Wilson hits that little dribbler down the first baseline, and he flubs it.
Yep,
booted. And, man, you're like, what? You got to be kidding. Curse of the Bambino on the line. They had hauled the champagne in the locker room. And Mark's running out of bounds doesn't equate to that. But
the only thing, if Mark would have did that in the – think about it. You know what would have been equivalent to that? If he'd have did that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been like
– But that's how a lot of people are going to remember his career. A lot of people aren't going to remember the Heisman Trophy situation at Alabama
Number
and him winning
it
there.
The
first
leading,
round pick.
All-time leading Saints rusher.
All-time leading rusher in Saints history. And when you're going to bring up Mark Ingram's name, it's never going to pass that somebody isn't going to bring up that one play.
Well, and Mike, that's probably going to be his last play in a Saints uniform.
Ever.
He's going to be 30.
NFL career.
He's going to be 33 years of age next year. And, you know, as far as a partial tear, I had that three times in 15 years. It hurts. It hurts. But look at Phillip Rivers played in one leg in a playoff game.
J.J. Watt.
A partial tear. You know, the injury factor is just that the time, it's not like we had a four-game lead, a three-game lead in the NFC South.
No.
And Ingram was trying to save himself for the future. No, the future is now. You had to win that game. And then when you look what occurred, everybody got their hands dirty in this one. Whether you look at Jarvis Landry, who should have had a touchdown pass. Chris Olave, you end up getting points. You can look at even Taysom Hill.
Trevor Penning, he didn't realize
the substitute,
the 12th man on the field.
No, so it's not just Mark Ingram, but the reason why it was magnified because the time when it occurred.
The timing.
And by you get a first down, Mike, then Tom Brady, because you're going to eat up 2 minutes. Tom Brady doesn't have enough time, even though he's hot. Tom Brady does not have enough time to come back. You understand what I'm saying? No, it's not like you're playing five quarters. No, he wouldn't have enough time to close out that game and come away with a win. And you know what sucks is that you look at like, okay, now that was the ultimate. That was more like with Buckner was what happened with the Falcons against the Saints, 28-3.
That was his Super Bowl moment.
But
the equation is that's how you're going to remember him.
But I'm saying as a team, though, how are we getting on the Falcons? 28-3, 28-3, and they put the exact time left on the clock. Well, this is the regular season version.
Yeah.
And it's 16-3. It's not 28-3, but it's 16-3. No, Mike, and the thing was, and it's so frustrating because you look at where we're at right then. Okay, if you look at it, the loss dropped the Saints to 4-9. Now their worst mark in 13 games since 2005. Instead of going into the bye week a half a game behind the Bucs, there was a lot of hope.
And now the Bucs play.
So now they're 2.5 games out of first, and then you only got 4 games left, Mike. No, I'm telling you, it was like good night, Irene, and turn out the lights, the party's over. It was so frustrating. I was so dejected after the game because I say, listen, you could get hot at the end, and all of a sudden, you host a playoff game, so you throw in the fans a bone there. I'm not saying you're going to win them, but you at least supporting a playoff team. And a team, because they make a big thing about winning a division. I still think even if you win the division, I say this all the time, you should have to go on the road. If like we went on the road to Seattle, to me that was still a joke. Now, they end up winning. That ended up being the beast mode moment. Like we had 11 wins. What were they, 7-9? We were 11-5, but they won.
And we've talked about this much more in the early morning shows with Tommy, but he was asking me, kind of give me an equation to this. And I said, man, the only thing I can think of in the last, say, 20, 25 years is 2014 in the NFC South when the Panthers won with a 7-8-1 mark. The Saints were 7-9 that year. Here's the crazy part.
Right.
The Panthers won the final 4 games of the season to get to 7. Think of that. Ron Rivera's team won 4, and then they win a playoff game.
Well, we'd have been feeling good about ourselves. You beat the Bucs on the road. We continue to dominate Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Then you have a bye week. You're feeling good about yourself. And then the Falcons are coming to town. Mike, you're controlling your destiny. Well, all of a sudden, Dennis Allen has a chance to win back-to-back games, which he hasn't done since he coached the Raiders.
And think about who they play this week. They play the 49ers. Now, you might say, oh, they're not the same without Jimmy Garoppolo. And they're not. Right? But I don't know. I watch Brock Purdy play a lot at Iowa State. And he reminds me a lot of Taylor Heineke. Tough guy. He'll make those throws. Man, he's got ice water in the veins. He's a gamer. Now, how far they'll go with him, I don't know, but boy, he's got a really good supporting cast. And I do one thing: if the Bucs had difficulties moving that ball against the Saints, wait till they take a look at the 49ers defense and what they got to play.
Yeah, now that would be impressive if Tom Brady plays like the GOAT that we know he is. If he does this against the 49ers defense, I'll be like, whoa, boy, maybe Tampa Bay. But they might be a team that you don't want to have to play them. Can you imagine? Think about this scenario as we go into the break. Can you imagine if Tampa Bay is hosting a playoff game with a losing record and everybody's feeling good about the Cowgirls? Boy, the pressure on Dallas, Mike. If they would not win that game in Tampa,
I know that's a dream for you.
But no, if they would not beat Tampa, burst the balloon. If you feel, we'll be up there with the Eagles, and we're going to have a chance and all. But I'm telling you, let the Bucs get hot and all. That'd be the worst-case nightmare for a Dallas fan.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, we're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We're going to go to Greg the Fireman. Greg, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby, Mike, thank you for taking my call. Bobby, I got to ask you a question and also have a request for you. My request, Bobby, is when you tell stories back in the day when you were in high school and college, I can't stop laughing. They're hilarious. We need you to tell like maybe one funny story per show. That would just bring.
Oh, he got it, Greg. Believe me.
Greg, something has to trigger in my concussion brain that, let me tell you what happened here. No, so that's why I can't just like Because I don't know. Something I might
Deuce
recall.
Get
yeah.
Going.
Yeah. Deuce can get me going. The Deuce will get me going. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes. And when y'all start arguing, I'm ready to cry.
That is funny. That's some great moments.
Yeah. But, Bobby, I got to hold your feet to the fire. And, look, I love you to death. You are one of my favorite. I grew up watching you play for the Saints. But you keep pushing this guy, Caleb Williams. And I think he's trash, not to mention all this crap he put on his fingernails, and then he got spanked by Utah. I don't think
defense is terrible. The USC defense sucks.
I don't think he
Man,
can hold.
Man, Tulane's going to beat USC. Who's John?
I think so. I agree. And I don't think he's half the quarterback that Duggan is, or even the kid from Kentucky. I think all of them are better than that dude.
Well, you could talk to a draft guru and the quarterback you mentioned.
I would take Caleb Williams over any of them.
Caleb Williams is going to be the next I'm looking at my crystal ball in the NFL. It's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Now, okay, Greg, you say he's a dirtbag or you don't want him. So let's say in a fantasy world that he's going to the Saints. He's going to be the Saints' future quarterback. Are you going to protest him in the Saints? Are you not going to want Caleb Williams in a Saints uniform? Everybody look at you like you were crazy. You're not going to take Caleb Williams? Come on, Greg. I mean, what?
Young first.
Okay, go ahead.
I take Bryce Young first.
From Alabama? Okay.
Because he's not going to be in this draft. So, but Caleb... He would get a much higher rating than Bryce. And listen, I'm a big fan of Bryce Young. I think the comparison to him, and it's actually Archie that told me this. He's like, Mike, looking at him, who does he remind you of? He's kind of the modern-day version of Fran Tarkenton. Now, yeah. For a lot of people, they got to hit Wikipedia to find out who Fran Tarkenton is. Man, Fran was a really good football player
in the
60s and
70s. One of the original scramblers.
Yeah, and he drove you nuts. And I agree with Archie. I think Bryce is that type player. But Caleb is different. He's a different guy. Quick story. Bobby knows the story with this. We at Manning Camp, and Patrick Mahomes is there. So every Friday morning – they give us an hour to talk to most of the counselors that are there who are starting college quarterbacks. So I did about four of them, and I see Patrick Mahomes sitting in a corner by himself playing with his cell phone, just hitting the cell phone. So I tell my cameraman, Chris Carter, I say, Chris, let's go. We're gonna interview Patrick Mahomes. And he's like, Mike, ain't that the guy LSU beat the stew out of?
But LSU beat the crap out of
and
Texas.
I was like, yeah, but I said, man, he's a big-time player. He says, okay, I'll go do the interview. He said, I'll bring the camera if that's what you want to do. And Patrick had went to leave. And so I asked him, I said, Patrick, can have the interview? And he's like, yes, sir, he sure can. I said, how many of them you did today? Okay, they got probably 50 reporters there. He tells me, none. I was the only one that had interviewed Patrick Mahomes. And listen, I think people based it off of that one game.
Against LSU.
Against what he did against LSU. Listen, sometimes you get labeled, and we talked about it before with Ingram. He's always going to be remembered for that run. Bill Buckner, for as great as he was as a player, and man, he had a long baseball career. You remember him for that missed opportunity. It's not right, and everybody's situation is certainly different, remember that. But Caleb's a big-time player.
Greg, you said because he painted his fingernails. A lot of young kids today, they paint their fingernails. It don't matter. You could be, I don't know, transgender, male, female. Everybody does that. And what, supposedly he put, like, Utah on his fingernails? I mean, what you wanted to? I love the Utes. What you wanted to put on his fingernails?
And Bobby loved the Utes to start the season. Yeah. That was his pick.
I mean, they have an old snot bubble, old school coach.
Man, you talk about an old school coach.
Willingham, yeah.
But man, quarterback boy.
But Greg, you please don't tell your friends that
Caleb Williams isn't very good.
Or don't tell your friends that if Caleb Williams could come to the Saints, I don't want to use him. Look, I don't want him. Caleb Williams, can't this both be right? Can't Bryce be unbelievable in the NFL and Caleb's also unbelievable? Okay, you look at like
different players.
You look at Josh Allen, you look at Pat Mahomes. No, the NFL's hoping they have at least two or three guys, not just one guy that steps up big time.
Thank
Greg,
you.
Greg, come on. Now, you can't be that hating Caleb Williams that much. No, you. Tulane's going to beat him.
I really think that.
Tulane's going to beat USC because USC's defense is terrible. Tulane's going to run all over him and keep Caleb Williams behind on the bench.
Thanks for the phone call, Greg. We appreciate it. Made my day, brother. Thank you. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Deuce, I know you wanted that. And man, listen.
That's a perfect song.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
We got the Christmas blues.
Even A-Bear enjoyed it.
Hey, Deuce, we got the Christmas blues.
We got the Saints blues. We have the Saints blues. And so there is not a song that I could think of that I wanted to come on with you guys except Boone, Quisha, and Otis. And Otis having the Christmas blues, we got the Saints blues.
Yeah, no, Deuce, you can't sugarcoat it. And, you know, we're going to focus on Mark Ingram. I know you hurt and all that. And, Deuce, I had that injury 3 times in 15 years. Now, you don't need surgery, but it hurts. Your knee hurts. And you got to sit out for a month, maybe a little more. But, come on. And I think Ingram realizes that. But it's a shame that might be his last play in a Saints uniform, and that's what occurred. But you got to fall forward. You got to get that first down, and Tom Brady don't have enough time to come back.
Bobby, and just looking at it and going through it, and you guys have excuses because I'm at the airport, but I don't think he just realized exactly the situation. I knew he was making the catch, and he sees the first down, but, I mean, you can see him almost reach out the left arm like he was reaching the ball out, but the ball was in the right arm.
Yeah.
And so it was just – almost probably a split second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever it may have been, where I'm thinking more of the pain than the situation.
But Deuce, is that more than as a player? You know, we always hold the coaches accountable for clock management. I think your veteran players also have to understand the task at hand and clock management.
He does. I mean, that's from a veteran player, from a veteran coaching staff, from a veteran quarterback. I mean, before the huddle is broken, you know, I'm telling those guys right now, hey, we're going to snap it at 5 seconds, 7 seconds, or lower as far as the snap is concerned. Everybody sit in there, but stay in bounds. I mean, that's all a speech that you're having once you're given the play. So every time that you're coming into that huddle, that's what the quarterback is saying. Hey, look, we're in 4 minutes offense, baby. Stay in bounds. You know, we're going to make them use these timeouts, hold the ball, squeeze the ball. You know, but we know that we have to be able to get the first down. And so from a quarterback just to skill position, that's what you're telling. I mean, that's the conversation that you're having. I mean, so you're reminding them. You're reminding them. And so that's why it's so frustrating to see. I mean, just because I know it's stuff that they've gone over. I know it's stuff that they've done. They've practiced this. They've done it.
It's almost like a brain diarrhea. It's not even like a brain fart. I mean,
yeah, I mean, but what? I mean, that's what. But I mean, that's you, even you know, when you talk about even having pain, I'm having pain. Yes. But I have to fight through this. I have to fight through this. And so it's almost like, man, I feel this pain. Let me go ahead and get out. But I think I'm close to the first down. And so it was almost like the pain took over and you just kind of lose sense of what you were going through or what you were doing.
But you know, it's like we don't even need you the rest of the game. Just fall, get the first down, and then we could put you on ice. And then we're only going to be, boy, you look at it, and then all of a sudden you're optimistic. We're going into the bye week. We're half a game behind the Bucks instead of now 2.5 games. And then maybe you can get yourself well, and maybe we have a magical ride. It's all woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff. But it's so frustrating because when I look at that deuce and what occurred, and let me tell you why this is so improbable. The Bucks had lost the previous 69 times. This is the Bucks, not this is before even Tom Brady. The Bucks had lost the previous 69 times when they trailed by 8 or more points in the fourth quarter. This is like at the beginning of just right into the fourth quarter. In the last 5 years, in NFL teams, you know what they were with 4 minutes regulation? NFL teams were 530 wins and 3 losses when leading by 13 points in the final 4 minutes of regulation. I would say that's enough sample size. But, 530 and 3? What?
The nice
Bobby, we showed every way how to lose a game. Yeah. I mean, just from and it's not just Mark. It's not that one play. Offensively, defensively, special teams, we showed in that last 5 minutes how to give a game away. I mean, and so you could see kind of the momentum started to shift. And they were booing. They were booing Brady and they were booing the coach.
They were
giving them the business.
Yeah. People left. I mean, there was no doubt that game was over. And, I mean, you just did some fundamental things that you just cannot do. You cannot do to win a ball game. And, you know, it hurts, man. I mean, it truly hurts. I mean, because I don't know if you can overcome the obstacles in front of you. And at least if you hold on and win that game, you give yourself a chance.
Yes.
But now, I mean, it's so slim that
now
it's just
good night,
like,
Irene.
Yeah. it's not like, hey, look, we have to play all the young guys because you don't have a first rounder. But at the same time, you want to go out there and compete. You want to win, and you know maybe the pressure isn't there now, and they can go out and play loose and just have fun because there's no you have to win. You have to win.
Now, Deuce, I want your take on this because we observe OTA's minicamp and we look at training camp and they have the officials sometimes out there. But what is your take on this? Because I look at Paulson Adebo. Paulson Adebo was unbelievable during training camp, but he was real handsy. You know, like he's aggressive and the defense, they high-five it and all because they stopped the offense. But how the game is called. You could say, well, you got to take into consideration who's calling the game, what crew you have, and the officiating crew. The reason why I bring this up, I'm looking at, like, holding penalties. I'm looking at, like, pass interference. I'm looking at Paulson Adebo. He has a team-high 8 penalties this season, and 6 have led to first-down opponents. Even Lattimore had 5 penalties for 4 first downs. So it just seems like we get all excited. Man, we stopped him. We stopped him. He's a flag. Now it's a first down. I mean, do we have to maybe change and be less aggressive and maybe not be so handsy? What's your take on that?
Oh, you have to change it. I mean, because if not, trust me, teams are telling officials before, hey, watch outside. You know, 29 likes to grab or their DBs like to grab. Look for the holding. So officials are looking for it. Even if that crew doesn't call a lot of it, officials are looking for it. And even in camp, you know, we talked about it, how improved he was, but that was one of the things that you saw. And every day you don't have officials out there, but I mean, that you see it. And you can get away with some of that in college. Because, you know, it's not a 5-yard rule as far as college. You know, they allow you to kind of pull a little bit beyond 5 yards. But in the NFL, they're going to call it. They're going to call it. And so it's technique. It's honing in on that technique and, you know, just mentally thinking and knowing I can't do it. And so defensively, if it takes away some of the aggression that you have as a player, then kind of so be it. You know, because at the end of the day, I can't grab or pull just to try to redirect a guy.
Sort of an explanation. We've had a couple people ask about this, so I'll throw it to you. Defensively, the first drive, man, it was a long drive by the Bucks, and the Saints defense tightened up in the red zone. You give up 3 points. Marcus May makes a really good play out in the open field against Lenny. Man, because he had some open ground. He'd have scored had May not made that open field tackle on him. But after that, Brady – you know, you could see he had missed a couple of deep throws. He had some guys open, and he missed them. And then in the final two drives, all of a sudden, bang, 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 bang. Is that a part of – because you were rushing four guys. It wasn't like you were playing no prevent defense. You were rushing four guys. You're playing a lot of man coverage into that. How much does pressure, understanding who you up against, sort of get into your mind there that, man, listen, we stopped him all this time, and then, okay, he walks back on the field, and then, you know, he hits a couple throws, and you start to see, and you said to yourself, damn, I didn't seen this movie already.
Well, Deuce, I want you to comment on that, and I'm going to add this to what Mike just said, is that I'm like, oh, well, we suck in red zone defense. No, we don't. Do you know coming into this game, we were number three in the NFL as far as red zone touchdown percentage? We were only giving up 47%, which is third best in the league. Third best. Now, how do you think Russell Wilson feels about this? The Broncos were number one, 31% giving up a touchdown.
And they can't sniff a W.
And they lose like 10-9. The Broncos still lose.
They lose a baseball game.
Yeah, so I'm looking at like the Saints defense. That's what's frustrating, how that game closed out. Because now, like, oh, we suck red zone defense. No, we don't. No, that's what's so frustrating.
But toward the end, because we've seen Brady do this so many times. And it sort of was there. Mentally.
Fatigue. It's fatigue, because now I'm just rushing the pass rusher, and the Saints always, they kind of rotate four defensive linemen anyway. But here's the other thing I would have loved. I mean, obviously we can talk about it. Anybody can be perfect after the fact, but one of the things is I'm chipping those backs. I mean, because he wasn't really pushing the ball down the field a ton. Everything was really underneath. The other thing that you saw also, they started to we probably played a little bit more man-to-man than you did early in the game.
Yeah.
And so we did a really good job of tackling guys in space and not giving them after a catch yardage. And we did on those last couple of drives, but you could see that they would make a catch and, all right, I'm going to get four or five additional yards. Little things like that. You know, and when a quarterback is just going to throw quick games, if I'm not getting up to the quarterback, I think it was Shot Tuttle that got his hands on the ball one time, then defensive end, Cam did as well. D tackles, if I'm not getting there, get your hands up. Get in the quarterback's lanes. That's what you have to be able to do. And so it was tough.
Now, you know, Deuce, we all had a hand in this. You know, we focused on Mark Ingram considering the time and when that occurred. That negative play, but you look throughout the game, and I would say, well, that's why we are a losing team. You know, you're minus 14, then we're minus 12. I said, we're the only damn team that's plus two, and we don't freaking win. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But I look at this. Okay, I don't know, this day and age, I'll watch high school highlights. I'll watch college games. I'll watch pro games. Everybody's trying to one-hand catch. And look, I love Jarvis Landry. I think Jarvis Landry is tough. He drops a pass in the second quarter. Should have been a touchdown. How could you not make that play? Okay, you kind of one hand and you bring it to your body, but how about you twist your body and catch it with two hands? You're in the end zone, and then you have that moment. And then the Saints settle for a field goal after penalized for having 12 men in the huddle. I mean, how can you have that miscommunication?
Both of those plays, Bobby, both of those plays. On that one for Jarvis, and then on the other one for Olave,
Trevor Penny, yeah.
Watch their eyes. Just watch their eyes. When you go and look at the eyes, Olave looked down to try to find the line to make sure that he got both feet down before he brought the ball in. Jarvis goes to look and try to find the pylon. I mean, you can look at his eyes. Watch the eyes, where the eyes go. And so that's a play that he knows he has to make. Even if I have to dive and I don't score, that's fine, but you make the catch.
You make the catch.
It's not knocking it down to myself where I can catch it on the bounce, because if I do that, I have to focus on the ball. But eyes go to the pylon. You can literally see it. You can see it. His eyes go to the pylon, so both players never technically look the ball completely in. And, you know, obviously, man, it's tough. And then the last one was
– Taysom Hill. What's that? Okay,
you just asked me something else. It was
the 12 men.
Oh, the 12 men.
How can you have that miscommunication?
No. So, okay. Here it is. How many games has Trevor Penning played?
He, He's just happy to be in the NFL. He's like, okay, I'm playing.
How many games has Trevor Penning played?
I don't know, two?
Thank you. Two.
Yeah,
he has played in two professional games.
He's just so excited to be out there.
That is not on him.
Right.
So you send that kid in at a position that he doesn't even play, which is tight end. He played it last week. We know that. We understand that. So whoever is coming in for him, they have to yell it. You have to let him know he's out. You've got to let him know he's out. He's not even a tight end originally anyway. You can't let him just sit there. He don't know.
He just happened to be playing. I'm from Northern Iowa, in the NFL.
He just happened to be out there playing. There's no way that you let him just sit in there.
And the other guys hear the personnel as well. Yes.
Deuce, thanks.
The other guys hear the personnel.
Well, no, I got to ask you this. The break can wait. That can wait. Hold on. How about Taysom Hill? Now, look, he dropped that fourth quarter, and you gave Brady one last chance. Now, to me,
that was a very tough catch.
It was a very special catch. That's the catch.
I give Neil a lot of credit on that.
But you know what that missed catch is? It's the freaking Saints right now, because it seems like look, Taysom Hill's a warrior. We love Taysom Hill, and Andy Dalton couldn't have thrown a better pass. That would be the best pass in NFL history. But it just seems like other teams would have caught that. But not the Saints. Incompletion.
Yeah. I mean, that was a tough catch. It was going to be a tough catch. Yeah.
I agree.
That's where you miss Juwan in this game, because if Juwan's healthy, Taysom's not running that route. That's a route that Juwan Johnson is running.
Deuce, thanks so much.
I know. And the other one. The other one is where they threw the bullet on the backside.
Yeah.
It's because they had so many guys in the box. But we've seen Drew do this forever.
Oh, yeah.
That play is one that the quarterback can throw when they have access to the receiver. We've seen it forever. Here's my only problem. The one thing that Tampa Bay corners do is they play physical at the line of scrimmage. They cannot run. When you make them have to get in and out of cuts and turns, that's where they struggle. So to throw that route right there.
You talking about the one to Callaway?
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
No, it's quarterback. Yeah. That's not a call route. That wasn't even a play.
No, he's supposed to hit. They were supposed to hit the fullback. Spider. Why was he supposed to hit Prentice in the flat? Right?
Thank you, Deuce.
The play was spider, but you have that play built in at all times. So the play, the run play, it could be a run play, a different pass play. You have access to that play at all times. That's what I'm saying. But the one thing, knowing what those corners like to do, I'm not throwing that play just because that's the best play that they like to play. They like to play physical at the line of scrimmage. If anything, they hate a route that makes them have to open up and turn and run. That's what those corners don't want to do because they're big and physical.
The moral of the story, I think, Andy Dalton has played admirably, but he ain't Drew Brees. Let me tell you, that's why you don't appreciate what you don't have till they ain't there no more.
That's it. Ain't there no more.
I'll tell you.
Thank you, Deuce. We appreciate it. And you've been voted unanimously. You're going to pick music in the future now. We'll be back with more Sports Talk on the Big 870. Thank you, Deuce. We're finishing up on our number one of Sports Talk, and we'll be back right after this news break here on the Big 870 with a lot more Sports Talk.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.